Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Arena Vincent, man. Time of recording. February 29th, 2024. It is a leap year. It still counts, man. Like I said, I'm trying to do a video. I mean, I'm trying to do a podcast episode every month, you know. So I do apologize. I've been lagging it, man. Lately, I have been lagging it. Even on my YouTube, after I did my Super Bowl video, hope the battery don't die, but we'll see how long it lasts. And I try to make podcast episodes at least an hour. It's just so it's a funny thing, man. Yeah, even like I said, like even when I made my Super Bowl video, pick video, I did a reaction video, of course, to my picks and all that, and then that was it, man. I almost waited almost until a whole 10 days, 11 days before I even uploaded a video. And the video I uploaded, it was a TikTok exclusive. I uploaded the TikTok first, and then I saved it because, you know, sometimes there's two different audiences, man. You know, doing this, some people are only on YouTube, some people do not use TikTok. And I think now it's more a lot of people are on TikTok. They don't really go on YouTube that much, or they do, but I think YouTube is like the mainstay in almost everybody's phone for the most part because of the educational properties it has too, like how to figure out like all the hacks of life and doing things. So I think that's always going to be on people's phones. I think for the most part, it's a tool that you can utilize because on YouTube there's not only time wasting crap on there or creativity. There's also like people showing you how to do stuff and all that crap. You know what I mean? So that's why. So I uploaded it because I had it on my phone. I had it actually. The thing was, see, the thing is, I've been doing YouTube since it's been 7 years, I think, since 2015. So 15, 16, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. So this year will be 10 years? That's weird. No, it can't be 10 years. 15. It's 2024. September would be the anniversary, technically. What the fuck? Let me figure this out on YouTube. Remember, I got a YouTube channel. It's Arena Vincent on YouTube. Arena Vincent. All one word, all capital letters, you can find me. I might reveal the new logo. It's not new, man. My cousin's kid, so I guess in Mexican culture or Hispanic culture, I'm his uncle. But my cousin's kid, so he's my nephew or whatever, he is into like graphic design and architecture and shit like that. So I paid him to make a logo for my YouTube channel, and he did. I still have it saved and everything, but I just never revealed that. I never put it on the YouTube channel yet, man. So I might do that. I'm trying to think though. 2015 to 2020. That's 5 years. 2000. So 9 years. No, five. Yeah, 9 years already. Fuck, I thought it. Yeah, I know. I always celebrate it like on my YouTube channel. I always do a happy birthday or happy anniversary. I used to call it happy birthday to the channel. And I just talk about what the goals I'm gonna set for this year or what's kind of new. And it's always to thank the people who've listened, I mean who've watched the use my YouTube videos, who subscribe to my YouTube channel and all that. So that's why I always do that. There you go, let's see. My latest is Happy Birthday, Rita Vincent. Where is it? Hey, when did it? Yeah, let's see. It's usually in October. Yeah, 8 years. It's been 8 years. And that was done 3 months ago. So this will be year number nine, I guess. Yeah, 2024. Yeah, it'll be year number nine. On YouTube and all that, and yeah, do I have a big following? No, I have 152 subscribers on my YouTube channel. 152 subscribers. It's cool, right? And I hate it, and I'm mad, and I'm upset. It is what it is, man. But I don't stop the grind to a point. Do I wish I've put more effort into it? Sort of. I know sometimes if I put more effort into the channel, I know it probably would have grew more. And to me, more effort means, learning my trade, learning how to edit more, learning how to edit more, and then also just telling people about it. Because honestly, like for instance, I worked at Disneyland overnight custodial. Shout out to overnight third shift custodial. Disneyland Resort DLR, what's up, man? All the overnight people, if you're listening, and whenever anybody listens, man, what's up, man? Especially overnighters, man. Full time motherfuckers at Disneyland, full time gig, 12:15 to 4 to fucking 8:25 in the morning or some shit like that, right? Or if you extend, I liked it there, man. It was cool. But like I use that for example. You know how many motherfuckers work at Disneyland? And me not being a social person, it can hurt you to a point. Because if you're not socializing, networking, sometimes you're not gonna get nowhere. And I get it, but to me I always want genuine. I want people to be genuine. So I'm not gonna be coming fake to you. Like if I don't really if I'm not feeling you, I'm not gonna say, oh, I'm not feeling you, man. No, I just be neutral. Because you, if the person you haven't done it, if you haven't done anything negatively to affect me or attack me or whatever, I'll just leave you as neutral. Unless I want to get to know you, maybe I see like I mean, it just depends. Like I said, I think we talked about it on an episode, an older episode, talking about how sometimes making friends is hard the older you get, and it's just because depending on like what your belief systems are, political thinking too, that gets in the way. And then just the time, realizing that time is precious. I always realized that even when I was younger, even before as an adult, I realized that time goes by, it is precious. And you kind of make the most of it, but sometimes we don't. But going back to it, I didn't network a lot. I didn't tell people, hey, check out my YouTube channel. Oh, I do YouTube, want to check it out? Because I get it, man, because it's not like, how are you going to just say that? And I think it's easy, especially if you're in a group of people. But see, work is different. Because if you're at work and you do weird YouTube shit or questionable content, I guess, I don't do, to me, I don't do weird shit. So I'm not like, oh, I don't want them to look at me. Nah. Even to the women or guys, if you do OnlyFans, all that bullshit, do your thing. I ain't hating. You know what I mean? You'll make money and doing weird shit on that. More power to you. I ain't judging. Whatever you're going to do is going to do. But just don't come at everybody else acting like your shit. Like you don't think, oh yeah, oh, because you're making money now. You know what I mean? That's my problem too. When I start talking a lot, my fucking throat gets dry, and obviously I wasn't prepared. So going back to it, I didn't network a lot about it. Like I didn't tell people about it, and that's a bad and that's part. Yeah, I remember, man. Again, I think we talked about this. And sorry, man. It's just the Arena of Life podcast. All right, so segment one. I just went into the whole talking about it, man. Because I'll keep it real, guys. I get it. I have ADHD, so I think y'all know that already. But I do. So sometimes I'll go off on a tangent. I'll go off this way, that way, and that way, and then come back around to this way, and then wait. I'll go reverse and make the left, and then go right, and go up, down, then go like, oh, hold up, come over here. So I do apologize if you don't like that. I try to be a little bit more structured. I've been like I've been I have so many ideas for an episode, but like I said before in previous episodes, like you think you have enough content to last, but then you get your point across so quick that it's like, oh, hold on, I need I'm fumbling to what to talk about, So when I do my thing, or I'll come up with weird phrases like, oh, like to try to fill in the space and shit. But going back to it, so having ADHD, I saw a meme on Instagram. I think I shared it on Instagram. I've been getting into memes a lot now. Yo, man, I'll be shut. Look, and I get it, man. I know if anybody out there that follows me on Instagram, but usually I send it to close people. Like I'll send like the I'll send a meme directly to some of my like friends. Hold on. Some of my friends, some of my the working article. Just want to make sure. Some of my closest friends and all that, and I'll send them. So I'll blow up, blow up the group chat a little bit. And so I realize sometimes I can get annoying, before, it's enough's enough, you know? You don't need to be sending that many memes or that many videos or that many reels and all that, whatever. So I posted my story. And I saw one. Supposedly, a lot of experts think that people who have ADHD, the older you get, the more you grow out of it. And honestly, I think that's false. And I'm not saying, like, everybody's different. Everybody's a different story. And the thing that the problem is, a lot of times when you remember, because ADHD is still kind of not new anymore, but remember, it's a disease. We don't know the long-term effects of taking the medication. I talked about this again in the podcast episode two, so sorry I'm going over it again, but we don't know the long-term effects of the medication. We know supposedly medication is bad for you because they're like a stimulant. They're, some people say it's like meth, but it's not, but it kind of is, but it's not. So it's bad for your heart. Irregular sleep schedule all fucked up sometimes, or you don't eat. Sometimes people don't eat when they're supposed to, and those are the main ones I recognize. Or say you missed your dose, and guess what? Now you're on a come down, not a come down, but now you're kind of grumpy, more like you feel tired, more like it's like a mixed bag. So it kind of goes with whatever lifestyle you're leading. If you're extenuating yourself, that means like you're working a lot, working two jobs, working three jobs, working a lot of weird hours. It will catch up to you. It will catch up to you. And hold up, guys. If the ice machine's gonna make some noise, so hopefully don't fuck up the recording. It will catch up to you, and when it does, it sucks. But I think sometimes, and then the meme says, no, it gets worse. And I kind of believe that because it does kind of get frustrating and it does get worse, man, especially about the forgetting things, man. And at one time I was in an ADHD study and I didn't know if I was taking, it's a blind study. So they either give you a placebo or like a sugar pill or whatever, a placebo, or they give you the real thing. You just don't know what you're taking. And the doctor will be asking the same fucking question every week. Of course, I got paid for it,
Okay.
But they're always asking you, like, oh, do you find yourself forgetting things? And then I tell them, I would tell them, yeah, sometimes I'll forget this. And it's just a small thing, but I still need it. So it gets frustrating when you remember it, and then you have to go all the way back to it. It's like, no, like, it's like some people want the extreme of it. Like, that's why. And they kind of speak because they don't know, especially if they don't have it. They don't know what the fuck. They don't know. It's like when somebody goes through something and somebody else never gone through that, so it's like they understand though. So like their well-being's there, but sometimes you just don't know unless you go through that bullshit, So having ADHD does suck, man, because you can try very hard. And I'm not saying, hey, it's part of it is part of being self-discipline as well, developing a routine and sticking to it. There's times where you will be doing things and then you just kind of don't want to do them no more. But I think that's everybody. Or you want to change it up because the routine is it's good, but it's like is this it? That's it's no. And I get it. Then they start being technical. It's because of my bad. There's no stimulation or a dopamine, whatever the fuck it is, And so, or you did, since you're not being stimulated, you're just gonna fall asleep. You're getting tired, or I don't know, man. So it's a mixed bag. And so going back to it. Talking to people, see, that's what I thought, ADHD. I saw the meme, and I think it does get worse sometimes, man, because this times where it gets frustrating. You forget stuff. I think for me, that's one of the number one things, forgetting things. And it's frustrating, very is, because then you remember, then you have to go back, or like you left your jacket, you left you left something. And now you need it, and now you don't have it because you left it at home, and stuff like that. So it gets frustrating. I just wanted to mention that because I do I feel does get has it gotten worse, the symptoms? Well, if they go unchecked, like if I don't take the medicine, sometimes they do, the blurting out. But see, to me, I only blurt out when I'm comfortable. Like for instance, like sometimes it trips me out because I saw something too. I think it was a meme as well or something. You're mean to the ones you love or some shit like that. I guess it was a longer meme or longer saying or something because the ones that love you will like understand or take you back or forgive you, whatever the fuck. And I get it, and then there's some people with ADHD that they don't give a fuck who you're around. But see, that's my part of the development of the individual. If you're gonna be that type that's not, I consider myself shy or quiet when I'm around people I don't know, or just quiet for the most part. Or the word stoic. I heard that word being thrown around to describe certain people. It's like, well, I just say it's cool, kind of mellow, go with the flow. But then sometimes, like, I don't want that to always be a perception of me, but I don't mind it because that's just the way I am. I'm cool. I don't, if, and I always say this, just because I don't talk doesn't mean I don't like you. It's just I'm the quiet type of mother fool. But if you're talking to me, I will engage and not gonna be like, oh, don't talk to me, man. Or I don't know what you're talking about, man. You're bothering me. No, I ain't gonna do that shit. But some people do that. I get it. But going back to the YouTube channel and socialization, and that's the problem. You got to network. And I keep bringing it up because I heard it on the radio. I think I was watching the radio. I think I was listening to the radio. See, what the fuck? Watching the radio. They're listening to the radio, and the one guy said to this guy, like, how do you eat? Plug. Plug your, plug your channel. Plug what you're doing. So, and don't be ashamed of it. And tell people. Because that's the only way you're going to get out. That's the only way they'll have notice of you. I'm not saying, and then I get it. Like, to me, in my mind, like, don't be obnoxious about it. Don't be like, oh, man, I gotta go on YouTube, man. Yeah, YouTube. Check it out there. You know what I mean? Because there's people. And I think it's been saturated. Like I said, YouTube channels have been saturated. TikTok, I think TikTok is so popular that you can have a TikTok. And you can talk about anything you want on there. And it's cool because people will view it. I've known, I've seen it. Like I said, I've seen the difference. I think TikTok get more views than any of my YouTube videos ever do, lately. But it is what it is. It's whatever's on the platform. And then you also realize that your shit's only new for a little bit. Then after that, it gets totally taken out. You don't get that many views on it no more. And that's the thing, too. It's just the way it is because so much new content is being created every fucking second. So eventually, your shit's going to be, unless it's some type of niche or like something that falls in the cracks of something that nobody ever talks about or something that's very, very popular, and then, of course, it's going to get viewed over and over and over again. But other than that, it'll be viewed for a couple hours, maybe a day, and then it'll fall off because, other people, there's other stuff that's replacing it. So TikTok, it's cool. And then see, then that's when I fucking figure out what the fuck I was talking about. You need and YouTube channel and TikTok and then, a saturation of it. 'Cause I think that's what happened. I think, I'm not saying, oh, I'm one of the, I started my channel over 7 years ago. Okay. But everybody had a YouTube channel. Or everybody, you technically do. If you have a Google account, you go to YouTube, log, sign in. It's your choice if you want to create a channel or not, So it's cool. And then podcasts as well. I started my podcast, which is we're listening to it right now. I started it back in, I think, May of 2022 or 21. I forget. It's somewhere on here. I gotta look. Sorry, I was like, what the fuck? I think it was in May or March, one or two. And I tell myself, everybody has it. A lot of people are doing podcasts. And now you can tell a lot, like athletes, anybody, like anybody can have one because you literally can put a microphone in front of your face and get your phone, go to voice notes, and just talk, and save it and then upload it. The problem is, I use Spotify for podcasters. It used to be Anchor. I use it because they took care of the RSS link. They took care of distributing it, like, to other podcast providers, when they say, oh, wherever you find your podcast or listen to your podcast, they're talking about podcast providers, like, a bunch of different websites. Some podcast websites have exclusivity to some content, so you can only find it on there, But I think what more creators want, unless they're getting paid a lot of money for the exclusivity, they want their podcast to be found on every all platforms, And Anchor at the time, now it's Spotify for podcasters or whatever. They would do it for you. They would send it out, and then they'll show you, they'll tell you, here's the RSS link. You copy it, and then if you want to go to another provider that hasn't picked you up yet, you can submit your content with this link, and then they may either approve you and then start carrying your show on that podcast or whatever. So it's pretty cool, man. I like that. I think it's cool. But I know Anchor now, supposedly they're going to change some things. So I don't know if we're going to be able to record on the app anymore. I think they said it. I think if I read it right, they're going to get rid of this feature. And they'll still let you upload, but most likely you're going to have to record either it's on a different device or a different tool to record. And then you can just upload it. So I'll see what happens. You know, I figured that, but podcasts are very popular right now. Everybody's doing a lot of athletes, a lot of, you know, music people, you know, whatever. You know, like I said, some people are famous to other people, and they might be in a job industry or something that they're famous in, so they like talking about whatever their hobby is or whatever the fuck they like talking about. So that's what their niche is or what they have, and they're gonna make a podcast about it. And to me, there's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, when I made my YouTube channel, I wanted to talk about all sorts of stuff, but it was mainly like football, like arena football, sports, and then just exploring stuff. And then same here with this podcast. It's just exploring life, man. So that's why we talk about different subjects. And eventually, I do want to do interviews. It's just I've been a little bitch about it. And I'm going to send it back around to where we started. Networking, letting people know that you have something, that this is your content that you created, check it out. But I think what the problem is now, again, it's been so saturated that certain generations don't care for shit like that. Or, like, the younger people, you want to try to appeal to them, they're going to be like, oh, you're whack, you're old. Or, you know, or the typical, that's weird, you're a weirdo. Like, it's just so funny, like, it's like, but you shouldn't get wrapped up into what people think in those types of ways. Of course, do you want feedback from your channel, for your channel, whatever you're producing, making, either YouTube videos, vlogs, how-tos, or making podcasts? You want feedback, because you don't want people to be like, oh, so cool, man. No, it's like, no, it's not. It's fucking whack, but no one gives a shit enough to even tell you, you know? And then it does suck when someone tells you, hey, your shit's whack, or you're boring, or your shit doesn't make sense, or... You know, you can tell when it's genuine, or you can tell when they're fucking trying to troll you. And that's the problem. Some of these motherfuckers love to troll people. So they'll just try to get that rise out of you. And, you know, to me, it's just, tell the truth. It's just whack. It's whack. Does it hurt a little bit? So, of course. If somebody's telling you that you're putting something that you put your time and effort in to create or make or record, or whatever. Some people are saying that all you're just doing is sitting down and talking. What the fuck is, what are you doing? You know, you don't even have... Like, you didn't have a list, a rundown, or whatever the fuck they teach you in, like, radio school or broadcasting and all that. You just sat there and started talking out your ass. But it takes time, man. And going back to it all, it's networking sometimes. You got to tell people. And I said I used to work at Disney. I didn't really tell anybody. Of course, when I met people that I became friends with or work associates, I did show them a little bit or told them, hey, check it out. And, of course, hey, subscribe if you want. I always say if you want, because I'm going to tell people, subscribe, like, if you like. If you don't want to, it's cool. I ain't mad. I ain't going to be, oh, you're going to support me. Because, like I said, I've had as of right now, February 24th, 2024, my YouTube channel has 152 subscribers. Thank you all for subscribing, all of them, all the day ones, all the 6 months in, all the anybody new. Thank you. If you only play sports and you only listen to this, I just went off to a tangent. I literally thought, like, in my head, I saw, like, a scenario of somebody that listened to my podcast, and they're doing something randomly in their life, and I'm saying thank you to them. That wasn't what was in my head, man. But going back to it now. Going back to it. What the fuck was I thinking about? Going is the saturation of the whole podcast game. So then you kind of get the fear, oh, I don't want to tell people I have a podcast, and they're going to look at you. It's kind of like a lot of people play fantasy football, and a lot of people say, I don't give a shit about your fantasy football roster, man, or your team. Don't fuck it. So that's the whole thing, like, you know, because a lot of people do have podcasts now. And then I think we say that as podcast people or people who listen to it, but Then there's so much content out there, but you think, but a lot of people don't listen to it. Even like scripted shows, man. Some of these scripted podcasts, like their shows, man. They should make movies out these motherfuckers, man. That's how good I think they are. I've listened to a couple, and all that. So going back again, I'm repeating myself. Going back to it, I was just saying that remembering that it's your content. I remember I saw something on a TikTok. I think it was on TikTok or was it Facebook? He says, and I guess it was a black guy, African American guy, and he had like he gets to play the Power Rangers shit stuff. Like he collects it, he buys it, I guess some people talk shit to him in his comments saying, "You're fucking old, bro. Stop playing with toys, loser," shit like that. And then he says, "Man, this is your fucking space. This is your content space. If you make content, like I said, I went back to remember a previous podcast. I did talk about content creators and content consumers. What are you? Do you consume more than you create? Do you just only consume, or do you just only curate?" And I think a lot of people that just only curate—that's rare. I think there's people who do both. Of course, you know, I do both. I just find a balance. You gotta find a balance. Don't be just consuming, consuming, consuming. Get all these ideas, maybe even write them down, but you don't do anything. An idea is, it could be a thought or a note, but if you don't act on it, you're not doing anything. You know, but there's always good baby steps. Some people need that. Some people just need to write it down and have a book full of ideas or a memory or idea board, or the fuck, you know, a dream board, whether it's like this shit, like that. All that. That's cool. That's cool because it has a meaning to you, but you got to act on it. And you got to use all the time that that's given to you, all the precious moments, all the times that the free time that you do got, it's there for a reason, man. Use it. And I get it, if you're at work and you can't use it there because it's not appropriate. Maybe you work somewhere where you break is you're surrounded by people, or like it just depends what you know what you're trying to do. I get it. Some people, you know, they try to, you know, don't. What I mean by that is when you're at home or when you do have free time. I don't want to say choose wisely. You fucking do whatever you want, but is it that time to where you can create stuff? Is that time to clean or get into it? But then we go back to just consuming. Oh, let me look at YouTube real quick. Let me look at Instagram. Boom, 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 boom. 20 minutes later, you're just still fucking scrolling, still checking things I like and sending to people. Spread, you know what I mean? You're consuming their content and their ideals. But at the same time, you want to be doing that too. So what are you gonna do? You know? And basically, he said, "This is your fucking space. Fuck what these people say and what they fucking think. You be you and you be happy doing it, you know?" And I like that because it reminds me, yeah, man, who gives a shit? These fools gonna talk shit. You're lucky that they're even talking shit. Believe me, motherfuckers, I made videos where I only got one view. One view on that motherfucker, man. So don't come at me like, oh, you don't know how it is. Like one view, and it's only me because I viewed it. And I even said, you know, I usually, when I do a video now, I'll post it to my Facebook. And then I'll post it to Instagram stories, and then my Snapchat story. And I do know I underutilize TikTok a lot because I do know when I do upload a video to TikTok, like an unboxing, that shit gets hits, it gets likes, it gets views, stuff like that. So I know I should be utilizing what's more popular. And then X or Twitter, aka Twitter X now, whatever. It's like a give and go with that one. It's kind of weird. Because I don't really use Twitter a lot. Like what I mean by that, I don't really create that much stuff on Twitter. I do consume a lot. And I do like retweet or repost now, stuff like that. So I like it's cool, and it is cool because you can actually do communicate, and stuff like that. So, but going back to it now, my bad guys, I'm going off on a tangent. Yeah, just create your thing, you know. And feedback is good. At least somebody's watching or listening. And that's all I say. And going back to at least somebody's watching and listening, finally, guys, girls, who and whatever's out there, two of my podcast episodes have hit 20 or more listens. Two of them. I wasn't frustrated, but every time I look at my analytics on the Spotify for podcast app for podcasters, all my top episodes are only 19. 19, 19, 19, 18, 17 listens. And so finally, I have two episodes that have 20 listens. So if you're anybody who listened to it, even if it was by accident, sorry, but thank you. Thank y'all for listening, man. I do appreciate it. Hopefully you listen to the whole thing, but I get it if you listen and my voice is not doesn't not turn you on, but it's like annoying, or I can't hear him. He mumbles. I'm not feeling what he's talking about. I get it. Whatever you don't like and you stop listening, I'm sorry. Hopefully you come back. If not, it's all good. Thanks for checking. You know, and all the people who have stuck around and listened to the episode, thank you very much. And please continue. And I believe me, I will continue to do these, even if they don't like, you know, but I have confidence in people that they'll watch. They'll watch. I mean, they'll watch or they'll listen and all that. So, going back to it again, I will repeat myself a lot too, is YouTube channel, Arena Vincent on YouTube. And in my podcast, The Arena of Life with Arena Vincent. I was lagging it, man. I was lagging it because it's not like I wasn't feeling, because like I said, I like to multitask, especially when I'm doing the podcast. Because there's times early on, if you did listen, I even said I would record like every day. Record just whatever, record, save it. Record, record, record. And then I kind of got tired of doing it. Not tired, just like I would commute to work. I used to have a job and it was like 50 miles away from where I live. So I would commute to work, be on the freeway and talking and all that. So that's a good time to use it. I'm going back to this because recently my vehicle wasn't in an accident. It was I was on the freeway. And first I thought my alignment was fucked up, but my wheel, my front passenger side wheel, and my car is a front wheel drive. The tire is old as fuck. So it developed a bubble, an air bubble. So every time it would go over that air bubble, my car would like wiggle and shit. And so with that being said, I had to get, so I thought it was my alignment, but I just need a new tire. That tire actually went flat. I kind of figured it, but I knew now I know. So anytime that happens to my car, it's either I got to change the tire out. Because the funny thing, when my car started going like that, I went to go fill up all my tires with air. And the front one filled up, the one that eventually popped. It filled up fine. It went to 35 PSI. And I was like, all right, cool. We're good. Let's do this. And I had nothing to worry about. So then I parked my vehicle, my car, you know, went home, went to, you know, eat dinner, whatever, go to sleep. And then in the morning when I was trying to go to work, bam, that fucking tire, dead, flat, gone. I guess the threading came out. And it was just, you know, it still had air. I guess it still had air in that air bubble. No, you know how tires are. It was gone. It was fucking, the rim was touching the ground, you know, and the tire was just completely flat. So, I had to go get it, you know, get a new one. I got a used tire because I ain't got money like that. And we can talk about the economics of life too as one. So I got that fixed. And then, going back to, I like to record in my vehicle because it's, you know, I'm on my way to do something. So it's going back to the multitasking, and that's going back to, sometimes you can't do that. If it's good to, but sometimes you just gotta fucking focus. Put your fucking pants on or whatever the fuck, fucking put your boots on, lace up your shoes, put your belt, whatever the fuck, whatever things you want to use, and just focus on doing that. And it will make you a better. You might be good at that. You might be better at it. And I get it. Maybe didn't invite us. For me, my house, I live in a one-bedroom apartment. And so I got my little one. He runs around talking all loud, you know, does the thing as a kid. Then my older one, too, he's there, you know, if he's not at work or with his friends or whatever the fuck. And so, you know, then, you know, for the most part, my wife, too, he's there. But I gotta say, she's not loud, you know. So it's a lot of noise. And so I don't like recording in my house. And that goes for even videos. And it's been a problem for me to get over that. Not get over it. I don't think it's like an issue. But it's just like, man, just fucking record. Who gives a shit? You're at home. You should be comfortable. Fucking record and do. And then that goes back to, again, talking about. I'm not a broken record. I know I kind of made an episode like this before. Talking about make content. Produce content. Don't be afraid. For me, one of my things is I'm not good at being in the public and recording. Like, I kind of could be, because then I get, like I always say, I get into a zone, I get into a mode where I don't care what people, I know they're looking at me, I don't care though, it's like complete disregard to if they're looking at me, I don't give a shit, I'm going to talk, I'm going to put that face on or that mask on, figuratively, to go into this mode of Arena Vincent exploring life. We're gonna do what we're gonna do. If people are looking, I don't care. I'm gonna stay focused on my task at hand, you know. And I've interviewed people on the street. No, I've interviewed only one guy at the Angel game. And then I've been in after arena football games with the LA Kiss. I've been, you know, in the press room, talk asking the coach, you know, questions or players' questions and all that, whatever. So yeah, I don't record at the house because they're noisy and stuff like that, or it's just, I don't know, I just get weird. And plus, I think too, I don't have my proper equipment. I don't have a stand, you know. I do, I just can't find it because I fucking borderline hoarder here, so I can't fucking find anything when I need it. And then, going back to everything else in public, say if I want to do a video, like I'll be like, oh, wait, let's wait till everybody's gone, or there's not many people around, let's record and talk all quiet and shit. Nah, man, you're just gonna do it. You gotta do it and stay focused. And so, going back to where I said, going, I like to record in my car when I'm on either way to work or whatever. And I can't now because just last week I was on the freeway going to work, and the car in front of me, you know, I wasn't tailgating. No, I was maybe a little close, too close to him, not a lot, or just, you know, I wasn't tailgating at all though. And we know we're going this way. We're on the far right lane. And next thing you know, this motherfucker not doesn't swerve, but he kind of moves out of the way. And you know, for me, my dumb ass, like I wasn't like I said, I wasn't too close to him. So I think it was that. Just like he gets out of the way because it was a fucking metal pole in the fucking in the freeway. And I couldn't react in time to, you know, do what he did, because I wasn't copying, like, I wasn't following this motherfucker. You know, like, when you follow somebody, you kind of try to copy everything they do when they're driving, like, not everything, but, oh, they're gonna make it right, we're gonna make it right, you know, they're gonna make, you know, I didn't, so, you know, I tried to get out of the way, but I ended up running over that fucking pole. It was like a metal pole, because it was, like, bent, like an S, or like a long S or a Z, because I remember seeing one part was sticking up, and then flat, because people were probably running it over. And then one part was sticking down, so like a Z, you know? And I said, you know, like, boom, my fucking car runs, hits it, runs some of it over and hits it in my front bumper. I mean, my car is cool. I don't give a shit if it's all scratched. Like, I care about my car to a point, and I can be like, oh man, my car's on scratch, bro. Oh, it's the end of the world. I don't give a fuck, man. As long as I can drive it safely, the windshield's good. My car ain't fucking up. I don't give a shit. You know, if I can fix it, if I had money to fix it, I could. But guess what, motherfucker? I ain't got no money to fix you like that. Oh, what's we got insurance? I get it. I could have maybe did insurance, whatever. But so I hit this metal pole, and it hits the bottom of my bumper. And guess what? My bumper has a front sensor, so it, like, tells me if I'm too close to something or something in front of me that pops up in front of me, or if I'm getting too close to the whatever the car that's in front of me. I'll go beep 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 beep. So it saved me before. Believe me, man. Working overnights and driving, commuting. Oh my God, I'd be fucking dead tired, falling asleep while driving, which is not cool. I've had to get a have I've numerous times had to get off the freeway and go and take a nap real quick, or kind of rest my eyes to go, just to get home. So I hated the commute after a while, and that's the main reason. Because I did move to Riverside, California, for about a year, try to help out my mom with their house. But I guess, you know, my mom ended up short selling the house, so she took care of all her bills, whatever. But and I was working at Disneyland at the time overnight, and that's why I could. It wasn't a long drive, but I just couldn't do it after a while. I was like, man. Plus, I felt like Disney wasn't paying us enough anyway. I can get go find a job closer to Riverside and get paid more, you know. So I was like, I had to do what I had to do. So that's why, that's the main reason why I left. And the commute was kind of killing me. You know, I was tired. And but you just gotta get used to it. I think once your body gets used to like a routine of working overnight and getting enough this amount of sleep and doing your thing, you're good. But you know, so that's what happened. And going, so driving the car and I hit the pole and I heard pow, you know, like fuck. And I kept going because, you know, I'm on my way to work. Nothing bad happened, But all of a sudden, I was just here. Just my thing on my my dashboard pops up, and it shows like a little co like two cars colliding sensor, and it says, "Please read owner's manual sensor malfunction." And I'm like, "Fuck!" And then all you hear is a beep. Sorry, I that's all you fucking hear now. Because even when I start my car, that it starts up. And then beep, and a little message comes on. So the fucking metal pole fucking smashed my sensor. Like, it's gone. The sensor was probably on the fucking freeway floor. I couldn't really check until I thought maybe the sensor was still there, but it was being blocked by something. So I was like, all right, let me move, check it. I couldn't really see. So I was like, let me wait till I get to my job, my daytime job, and I'll check it out. So next thing you know, I get to work, do my thing, then go to break, and I come check out my car, and I was like, "Fuck, the sensor's gone," and you can see the wire, like the connectors that go into the ports of the sensor. One's all fucking cracked up and scratched up, and the other one's like just it's okay, but it's nothing to connect to. So the sensor is gone, and the only thing I'm bringing this up is I can't record in my car anymore because of that fucking warning sign. That goes off saying I need to check the sensor. So it's I checked it. I looked online. It's like 80 bucks, like $90 to get the sensor itself, $20 to get the cable connection, and then you have to pay someone. And then it also says that it needs to be diagnosed or the what the fuck is it, when they tune it, or it needs to be tuned by a professional or someone with a computer to tune the sensor so it's not fucking like going off because there's a fucking car like fucking 10 miles in front of you or some shit. You know what I mean? So because I looked it up, of course I looked it up on YouTube. What the fuck does this mean? Why is it going off? And the car is drivable still. And then it did control the sensor, supposedly control like the analog brake system or whatever, but I have no issue with that. The brakes are fine. But I guess this car is equipped where if it notices that you're getting awfully closer to something and you haven't reacted, it will put more pressure on the brakes automatically. So since the sensor is gone, you're kind of just driving like your own. Like you have to put, it's you who's controlling the brakes, motherfucker, So I can't record in my car because I tried it the other day. I wanted to record a real quick, 20 minutes of content, and all I hear was while I was talking. So I'm like, nah, that shit's annoying. Yeah, I ain't gonna have my people who listen to it hear that. So I'm like, nah, that's not cool. So I couldn't do that. So then that takes away thing because recently now I do work overnight and I do work in the morning. I work from like 7 to 3:30, and then I go home real quick, eat, take a shower, maybe nap for an hour, and then I go to my other job at night and I get out at 4:30 in the morning. So I'm kind of driving a lot. I mean, not a lot, but I'm in my car a lot. And then anytime I do have, I'm gonna go to sleep. Gonna go to sleep, man. So I then, like I said, I can always record on my breaks. So that's what I kind of think. But I was eating today on my lunch break and all that. And then at my night job, that's what I'm doing right now, recording on my break, And then combining it all. So that's what happened, man. I got used tires. That cost me $40, and I get it. Oh, why don't you save your money up and you can buy, new tires so this shit won't happen. I get it, man. But like I said, man, I'm trying to make do. And I'm not saying it's an excuse, but if I can get used tires and they're in good shape still, and they get me point A to point B, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna ride until they fall off, which is, and that's what I do. So now I gotta get the sensor fixed. It's annoying, so I can't record in my car really when it's on, when I'm driving. I can record in my car when it's off and I'm parked, but that defeats the purpose. And then it goes back to me multitasking, trying to get shit done in a timely manner, so like I can fit it, so I don't have to stop what I'm doing in life, And it's included in my journey, and not like, oh, let me stop and do this. And I know there's other people who do podcasts and they got their fucking mic set up in a little area where they always do their podcast, and then they double dip. by recording it with a video. And there ain't nothing about double. And the reason why I say double dip is because, like, you know, like, for instance, bring up Pat McAfee. That motherfucker has a ESPN. He works for ESPN now. Does, like, shows and shits for them. And then he has his podcast as well. You know, and then he has, and you see what all they're doing is recording. I think I brought this up in numerous of my podcast episodes. Just do it. Go make the content. All they're fucking doing is just talking with a camera on now. You know, of course, you know, if you've seen this Pat McAfee show on ESPN, there's more good camera work. You know, the camera's going to different people's faces when they're talking. So it's different. It's not like you're just sitting in front of a camera, but you know what I mean. It can be done, especially all the young motherfuckers who are technologically capable of doing all this shit. You can do it fucking easy, man. It's just learning the process if you want to do all that camera shit or editing. If not, just putting out there. You don't have to have a microphone. Almost everything has a built-in mic. Your fucking iPhones or your fucking Android phones or whatever, they all have mics. You know? But I get it. If you get the ones that Bluetooth enabled and you have it clipped onto your, like, I have it clipped onto my collar, it's going to get better sound because it's going to get everything I'm saying. It's not going to be like, oh, talking to the mic, man. Let me, you know. So that's what happened. That's why I was lagging recording a podcast episode, because I told myself, because sometimes during my breaks at my night job, I play Pokemon trading card game, man. Or I check my socials, or, you know, I'll be looking at emails, you know, or I'll be eating, you know. I don't want to be fucking trying to talk and record. So, but then that's when I told myself, look, Arena Vincent, we got to do this, at least one per month, and then doing videos too. I'm gonna go back to it. Unboxing and videos and stuff like that, and playoff picks and sports talk and all that shit. So, you just got to do it. And then I did realize now that sometimes you do have to put time away, time to the side, I guess, to dedicate yourself to doing these creative processes. And you know what's funny, man? I still got a bunch of videos of concerts I went to, like, over 3 years ago now. Still on my fucking phone. They're only minute videos because I saved them from Instagram when I put them. And I still haven't uploaded them to Instagram. You know? And I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Sorry. I haven't uploaded these things and they're just taking up space on my fucking phone. And every time I need a new update, I have to either delete games that I'm playing or program, you know, or delete, you know, find shit to delete, you know? So it cracks me up. So, but that's what happens. And it's about putting the time behind, like I said, putting the time aside and doing that hobby, not fucking doing multiple things at once type of thing. So, but they do that. A lot of podcasts, again, they're making videos, they're vlogging, and they throw it on YouTube and they get monetized or whatever. They get views, they get monetization eventually. Well, you know how that shit works. If you didn't know. So there's nothing wrong with that. So to me, again, it's a socialization, telling people that you do this, and all that. And once you do that, I think you're good. You might get more of a following or interacting or engagement, supposedly. What, there's engagement farming or whatever the fuck that is. I heard some fool that listened to Bart Winkler, the Winklerverse podcast. He's a national radio host guy, CBS Sports Radio now. But he has a podcast called Into the Winklerverse or The Winklerverse. And I remember him saying about engagement farming. And like, people just want to, like, they'll post shit just to get the engagement. And like, fuck, man, that's cool and all, but fuck, sometimes I haven't even posted videos to my Instagram, man, that I should be having, you know? So, but that's what happened with the car. So that's why I haven't been recording more like I want to. And I do have ideas in my head. Do I write them down? No. Even though I have the note app on my fucking both of the phones I have, I don't write them down. I don't be like, oh, idea type bullshit, or voice record myself going, hey, let's talk about this. I don't do any of that, which I should, because it would help, you know, with the creation process and to create more stuff and record more things and all that, but then you go back to just procrastinating or just like, oh, I'll do it later and all that. But also, working a lot, it does affect me sometimes where I get tired and I just want to go to sleep. Again, playing games. I love playing Pokemon trading card game. Sorry if I repeated myself. I think it's a good game. I read some of the reviews and like on the Apple Store and like, what the, why are they hating on it so much? I guess everybody's experience. I have had bad experiences playing the Pokemon trading card game, where it has glitched, where I was in a match and it glitched out on me, and so I couldn't, like, you know, it was kind of lag. I've done that twice, but I guess other people say they're having issues where they doesn't even the app doesn't even start. It starts and then it kicks you out or bumps you or whatever. So I like that game. It's a cool game. I love Pokemon trading cards. Physically, I have cards. I barely got back into buying more cards, but not crazy, but just the booster packs. I have a couple I haven't opened because I want to make videos of all that bullshit too. So that's the problem, man. It's about these ideas you have in your head. Like, if you have a dream, you have to do shit to achieve that dream, you know? And that's just sometimes people say, oh, you're shitting on my dream if you don't believe in me. No, it's not about believing in you. It's just about telling you, man, it's good to have a dream. If you want to fulfill that, you want to do that way, you can do it, but I'm just giving you my two cents, or letting you know how sometimes it's not going to work that way, and you need to do it this, or it's not gonna, try to take advantage of time that you have. If you, especially if you're single, you know, you got no family, not like in a bad way, but just like no kids to take care of, like, you know what I mean? You have the time to yourself. Take advantage of that. Either work more if you want. If you want to make more money or whatever, do that, or be more creative. I mean, I get it. We all like playing games and doing things like that. So if you're like a video game guy, fuck it. That's your niche. That's what you like to do. Go ahead. And then I get some people will criticize. Oh, what, level up in real life? No, motherfucker. If you want to play that game, is that it? And then I get it. The people go deep. Oh, that's your escape. You escape the real world by playing games. Oh, whatever. But, no, man, it's playing game, or it's a de-stressor, or you just like to play, you get the dopamines from it, whatever. Just play, because that's the whole point. That's why video games are made to a point, I think, so you can play, immerse yourself in another world that you didn't do stuff in, but, you know, there's always going to be people talking shit. That's for sure. Always going to be people talking shit, so you just got to watch out for that. And then just make content if you want to, man. So, like I said, I think I may have. I did talk about my car in this episode, what happened, and that's why I can't record in it while I'm driving anymore, podcast wise. And it's the whole point, man, of letting people know that you do this. I get it. There's some people that don't because maybe they kind of say questionable things, you know, and they don't want their job to know that, hey, this guy is saying weird shit on the internet. Or you know how it is, you know, or there's also other people that do have. They have they'll cover their face, or they have another like another gimmick or a character who they play on YouTube or on TikTok or whatever, and that's who they are. And so then they snap out of that role when they're not on TikTok or whatever. I don't know. So it just depends, you know. And it just goes back to going. I say that a lot. I've been saying that too much in this episode. Just go back to making the content, putting it out there. It's one thing to even record, to dedicate your life to editing, and then don't put it out there because, oh, I think they're gonna make fun of it, or I think it's not good, or it's everybody's doing this. Who gives a shit? That's the thing, though. Don't hold yourself back, people, women, men, whoever's listening, kids. Don't hold yourself back because, remember, man, that time's gonna run out, and you ain't gonna be able to do certain things no more if you get older, or you know, if you know, you don't know, you know, just do it. As long as there ain't no weird illegal shit or you know, I always go to it's a traumatic thing, I always clear. Don't be raping or child molesting people or nothing like that. That's unacceptable. That's not what I mean by that. I mean to live your life. Don't have regrets about, oh man, when I was 25, you know, I had no family or anything. I just stayed home all day because, you know, I didn't want to do nothing. And then now you fucking 45, or you got your kids or your wife or you know whatever, and now you're gonna take care of them now, and now you can't go and do a trip or do something you wanted, you know. Or you know, some people wait, we retire 65 years old, retired, and you can't even go to a vacation because you can't afford it. or the water, some shit. It's crazy out there, man. So just I think this episode, it's okay. I kind of got off on a tangent a little bit. Talking about ADHD again. Talking about making content again. Talking about but the whole point is my car. My car is the new part. And I think that's how we're gonna end it, man. Just want to let everybody know. There'll be more podcast episodes. I've decided. I kind of made a decision in my head already. It's just now going through with it to be more a little bit more dedicated to making content, I guess you would say, and then putting it out there. Because there's times, like I said, I've recorded. I recorded. I not know one take, so I've recorded multiple takes. Or I like maybe like I talked about it before, like 10 minutes into an episode of a podcast, and I'm like, fuck it, I gotta redo this. I gotta delete all this shit every talk, and that's what happened to me the other day. First, I wanted to do record some content, record some podcast content while I was at work mopping the floor. It was quiet, but of course you hear the background noises, but it's quiet. Guess what? The earphones that I did have had some cheaper earphones or earbuds or whatever. They sounded like I was in a fucking fishbowl or something. So I was like, come on, I can't use it. Like, so that was one. That was an error. Boom. Couldn't use that. The 2 minutes of content because I was just testing anyway. And then again, I did the test in my car. I was like, hopefully, the earphone that I'm using, the earpiece right now I'm using, was someone I bought at Didi's discount store. And it works good. The problem was, I think I was fucking cleaning it, or I fucked with it, and I think I fucked up the speaker or something like that. So you can't hear the, you can hear stuff. Say you put the volume on, it's still kind of very muffled, but the microphone works perfectly. So I did a test, and the microphone works perfectly, so that's why I'm using it. And then also, what was that? What the hell was I gonna say? What the hell was I gonna say right now? Microphone don't work. They have to. Damn, see, that just totally slipped my mind. So the microphone don't work. No, the microphone worked well. And yeah, that's the one where I tested it in my car as well. And I kept hearing that beeping noise, man. So I was like, man, I can't do it in the car when the car's on. So that's why sometimes you gotta sacrifice things. To say, hey, let's make this podcast. And to me, like I said, in the future, again, I am looking to interview people. I am looking to, sponsors. If you want to sponsor the podcast, man, go ahead. But we'll see what happens, man. But the podcast will continue. I only do one, a new one once a month at least. So hit me up, subscribe, or rate and review this podcast. Happy Leap Day. It is February 29th, 2024. So, what the hell happened here? So, that's about it, guys. As always, thank you for exploring the arena we call life. Your homie Arena Vincent, Vincent365 Production, Novello. You know what to do. Give me a like. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's Arena Vincent, all one word, all capitals. And then rate and review the podcast, y'all. Rate and review it and share if anybody you want it there. But that's it and that's all, man. Arena of Life, your homie Arena Vincent, of the Arena of Life podcast. You know what to do, rate and review. Until next time, peace.